Inside Mac.
For Monday, October 30th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Another day, another chart topper, Macs in the workplace, embracing the iPod, and the UK government says legalize it. Computer Weekly has released their list of the top 10 greatest IT people, stating a passion for changing the world through technology is the hallmark of the IT greats. Sometimes they have changed technology. Sometimes they have transformed the way technology is marketed or radically altered the way IT is perceived by society. So who topped Computer Weekly's 40th anniversary poll this year? Apple co-founder and CEO Steve Jobs. The report stated whether Jobs' next creation changes the world like Apple II, or turns out to be a bomb like the Apple Lisa, his place in computing history is guaranteed. A few others on the list include Martha Lane Fox from LastMinute.com. Arthur C. Clarke came in at number 7. The 2001 A Space Odyssey writer has consistently been ahead of his time in predicting how technology will change the world. For example, in 1945, he suggested that geostationary satellites would make an ideal telecoms relay. Bill Gates took the number 3 spot, and Tim Berners-Lee, the father of the web, came in the 2nd spot. In addition, Computer Weekly readers are saying that Dilbert is the guru of corporate culture, stating it has more insight into corporate life and organization than any number of highly paid management consultants could ever achieve. The much-anticipated 2-gig iPod Shuffle is now shipping, as various users who first ordered the players already claim to have received the confirmation of shipment over the weekend. This should end speculation of delays from a report that claimed that the new Shuffle might arrive in mid-November, later than expected. However, the Apple retail stores did not have any 2-gig Shuffles in stock as of this morning, but they are expected to have them soon. The old perception that business users of Macintosh platform had limited software options is quickly fading as the Mac and PC world are drawing closer together. An article from Mac Observer said even though Apple software sells to a smaller user base than Windows products, Macintosh users generally face no shortage of business and productivity software options. Part of the reasons for Apple software products staying power is that the Macintosh computers have run mainstream window-based applications like Microsoft Office for years, and both Macintosh systems and their software are extremely user-friendly. Workers are approaching their IT managers with a request that they be allowed to use their own personal Macintosh system as their office desktop, or that the company purchase a Macintosh for them at an increasing rate. According to one analyst, there is no doubt that Apple's Macintosh market share has increased over the last 12 to 18 months. The recent deployment of an Intel processor that runs Windows applications and the success of the iPod has propelled Mac software into making a comeback into the corporate workplace. Apple continues to improve the Mac operating system by continually refreshing and enhancing Mac OS X, and dropping the price shows that the company is a fierce competitor. The iPod has become a popular way for UK employees to shut out their co-workers. 120 companies were polled, and it found that 1 in 5 workers listen to the popular device at their desk. Close to 22% of UK employees use their iPod or other digital music players for up to 3 hours a day in the office. Some are fearing that using those devices at work could drive a wedge between the younger iPod generation of staff and their older colleagues, because when they wear the white headphones, employees are sending out a signal to colleagues that they don't want to be bothered. 30% of the UK firms have banned the music devices, but a workplace communication expert warned firms that blanket bans on MP3 players were not the answer. Carrie Cooper, the professor of organizational psychology and health at Lancaster University, said it's crucial to give workers autonomy, and bans of any sort can alienate them. CBI spokesman Alan Mitchell disagrees, though. He said iPod use in the office could cost companies millions of pounds a year, and it is a right for firms to ban MP3 players. But if you can't beat them, join them. Last week, I reported that companies like National Semiconductor gave their employees iPods to help boost worker productivity. Maybe UK firms should embrace the technology and use it to their advantage. But I digress. The survey also showed that banking the legal firms were the least iPod-friendly, while the marketing and media sector was most tolerant of MP3 players. An old copyright law that makes it illegal for UK iPod users to rip CDs may be coming to an end, as an influential government-sponsored report claims that the law should be changed to guarantee a private right to copy. Dr. Ian Kearns, the deputy director of the Institute for Public Policy Research, said millions of Britons copy CDs onto their home computers, breaking copyright laws every day. British copyright law is out of date with consumer practices and technological progress. The report from the IPPR says the forthcoming review of intellectual property set up by Chancellor Gordon Brown and chaired by Andrew Gowers should update the copyright laws to take account of the changes in way people want to listen to music, watch films, and read books. It recommends a legal private right to copy that would allow people to make copies of CDs or DVDs for personal use. A National Consumer Council survey recently found that 3/5 of adults believe it to be perfectly legal to rip CDs to computers, and music industry group the BPI has also stressed it sees no reason to pursue consumers engaged in that activity. The report claims that it isn't the music industry's job to decide what rights consumers have. That is the job of the government. Coming up, a cool way to keep warm when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Apple has updated its hot deal site with the latest offerings from Mac Mall and Power Max. Mac Mall is offering deals on the Olympus SP510 Ultra Zoom 7.1 megapixel compact digital camera, two hard drives from Western Digital 60GB Passport USB 2.0 portable, and the 400GB MyBook Essential USB 2.0 external hard drive, a Microsoft Office 2004 Professional Edition, and FileMaker Pro 8.5 productivity bundle is being offered, and the Mac Case Stealth Black Sleeve for the 13-inch MacBook is being offered as well. And PowerMax is offering deals on Mac-compatible products, including Kensington's Pilot Board Wireless Desktop for the Mac, the iHome IH5 Alarm Clock Radio for the iPod, the Timbuktu Laptop Messenger Bag for the 15-inch MacBook Pro and the PowerBook, and the iLap Laptop Stand for the 13-inch MacBook from Rain Design is being offered as well. This was just an example of the deals being offered. For the complete listing, visit the Hot Deals site at apple.com. FastMac has begun shipping its extended life battery upgrade for Apple's 15-inch MacBook Pro. The new battery uses lithium polymer cells and includes integrated charge indicator LEDs and utilizes True Power technology to provide a safe computing experience. The battery is compatible with all models of the 15-inch MacBook Pro, and it is priced at $99.95 US. Native Instruments announced that Audio Control 1 is now available. Audio Control 1 is a compact, high-performance USB 2.0 audio interface that addresses the typical needs of musicians, producers, and DJs. It combines professional sound quality with high versatility, and it is equipped with a comprehensive software package. It is available in stores worldwide for $299 US. And lastly today, Kenpo has given its consumers a new way to keep warm this winter, as it has introduced 15 new designs for its line of smart jackets that feature iPod controls that are embedded into the cloth. The jackets have been designed to let users listen to and change their music using the integrated iPod control panel that is located on the lower portion of each jacket sleeve. Wearers can pause, skip tracks, and adjust volume while leaving their iPod in the jacket's inner padded pouch. The jackets utilize Electek's patented smart fabric touchpad technology to transform the sleeve into a 5-button control panel for use with all iPod models except for the Shuffle. The lineup of iPod-enabled jackets include bubble jackets, sprinter jackets, snowboarding jackets, and windbreakers, and have a suggested retail price range depending on style from $89 to $189 US. And those were the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.